Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. Peggy Ridgway is our guest and our new friend. She's the author of Web Savvy for Small Business, and it's what she does. She helps small business owners do a better job when they're putting their best foot forward online. Peggy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you here, and I've been complimenting you off when you weren't here about your book, because it's very handy. That's what I'm calling it. It's just a very handy little book, because it really addresses the issue of developing and maintaining and promoting a website the way small business owners, I think, need it. And that's cutting right to the chase, getting right to the heart of how we need to approach it. And I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to hear that.
One of the things that we want to do, what I want you to help us do first, Peggy, is help us find a webmaster. Help us find a web designer. A lot of us have already done that. We've been down that road. Some of us have had bad experiences. Some of us have had good experiences, and some of us haven't done this yet. Maybe some of us have just sort of, you know, stuck one up on our own. We used FrontPage or some program. We built our own site, but now we're ready to have a serious website, one where we have a little professional help. What does that person look like?
Well, I think it's real important, Jim, for that person to be a professional. And I've had a lot of customers come to me with disappointing experiences with their first web designer or their first attempt at designing their own website. So what we try to tell people is to interview at least 5 web designers and find out what their specialty is. And you can get these names from a lot of different places. The very best source is going to be word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Referrals from other business owners.
People who've had good experiences with this person.
Right.
And also exactly. you can check their website out, see if you like what the person designed.
Absolutely. And that's probably the first thing you should do, is go to their website and find out, is it an appealing design? Is it easy to get around in the website? Mm-hmm. And are the goals really obvious when you look at their website? Do they do a good job on their own?
Mm-hmm.
And don't settle for this, well, the cobbler has no shoes. You know, that just doesn't play when it comes to website design.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, it seems to me, Peggy, that a lot of people, especially if they're sort of new to the online business, is they don't realize that there's more to having a successful website than just having a good design. You've got to understand, you've got to know how the site is being reached by other people, including the search engines.
Yes. Oh, that's so important, Jim.
And there are webmasters out there who know how to design a web, but they really don't know how. They really seem to not know how the internet works and how cyberspace
yes,
works.
Exactly. In fact, there are a lot of web designers who have specialties, and you need to find out what they are. In other words, is this person who you're interviewing as a potential designer of your website really a programmer? Or is this person really a graphic designer who's now getting into the web design mm-hmm. business? And do they have some experience on the marketing end? Do they know about putting keywords and phrases into the HTML code mm-hmm. and on the visible text on the pages? And do they know how to register the site with search engines? Or can they refer you to someone else who can do that for you or teach you how to do it yourself?
Well, here's the thing to me, Peggy. If a web designer doesn't know those things that you just said, that's not a reason not to use them. Just don't be fooled into thinking, don't be lulled into thinking that you're going to get all that if you're not going to.
Absolutely.
I mean, because you can find other people, as you said, to do those other things, to register with search engines, to help you with the navigation and that sort of thing. I mean, I've done that. I've had somebody to design my site, and then I've had people to help me with navigation, and I've had people to do other things. And that was okay, because I knew going in what my web designer was capable of, and I hired them because I wanted them to design the web, not because I wanted them to be the all-in-one sort of thing.
Yes, right. And if they'll just be upfront with you, that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they have people who are professionals that they can refer you to for these various stages and other functions, then you're okay. But that's one of the tip-offs as to whether they truly are a professional or not. Are they really in business? Do they have good business practices? Do they have a team of other professionals who can fill in where they can't?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and can they hand you off to those people? You're exactly right. But see, this is an eye-opener in itself for a lot of small business owners who are, maybe they already have a website. It's an eye-opener for them to realize that you can't just create a website and put it up there, register a domain name, and connect it to your website, and then walk away. There's so many things that you have to do, aren't there?
That's right. And actually, in the beginning days, or say 10 years ago, when the web was becoming very popular very fast, people could put up websites, and as long as they had their keywords and everything programmed correctly, they could be found without doing much of any marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not so anymore with billions of web pages on the web. So it's very important to actually manually go to search engines and register your website. And if it's a true search engine, you'll usually find a link on the homepage that says add your site or add your URL. If it's an online directory such as Yahoo, you'll have to go through a more complex procedure,
mm-hmm.
and actually look for keywords that would take you to a site like yours. And this is good because it shows you who your competitors are.
Right.
And then you can find out what keywords they're using,
mm-hmm.
and incorporate those as well as the ones you've already thought of in your website. And once you get to that category, you can then find the Add Your Site link and go through the process of registering your website.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it costs, with Yahoo, I believe, is $299 just to consider your website.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of free search engines, such as Google and,
right.
and a lot of others.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't. It can be expensive, but it doesn't have to be expensive. And you need. And quite frankly, folks, you know, I want help with this. I don't want to have to learn this on my own. I've got other things to do. This is not what I want to become an expert at. And if you don't, there are plenty of people out there to help you, like Peggy Ridgway, the author of Web Savvy for Small Business. We're going to talk about this some more. We're going to find out some questions to ask a potential web designer when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
I'm just beginning to see.
We're back. It's 23 after. We're visiting with our new friend, Peggy Ridgway. Peggy is the author of Web Savvy for Small Business, The Basics of Planning and Promoting Your Website. And folks, you know that I only introduce you to the best. I don't, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. I get a lot of book offers, people who want me to talk to them on the show and tell you about their books. And I don't let everybody on the show, only the ones that I think will benefit you. And this one is in that category. And it's the handiest book I've ever seen on what you and I need to know in just a short period of time on website design and maintenance and management and marketing. Peggy, congratulations. I've got a lot of books here on web design and promoting yourself online, all that. And they're good books, but this one is the handiest one I've ever seen.
Well, thank you, Jim. It was fun to write. I loved writing it because it got me into all the aspects.
Well, tell us how we can get it.
Well, you can buy it through Amazon.com.
Okay.
You can also order it directly from me at my toll-free number, which is 800-200-1101.
Okay. Now, what about your website?
Yes, it has its own website. It's called MyWebSavvy.com.
MyWebSavvy.com. They can buy the book there as well?
Yes, they can.
Okay. So mm-hmm. check that out. It's $14.95, I think. Is that right?
I believe it is $14.95.
Oh no, I'm sorry, $15.95. It's $15.95 in the U.S. But and folks, the last name is spelled without an E, R I D G W A Y, Peggy with an I, Ridgeway, no E in the middle there, which is how I probably would have spelled it if I hadn't seen that. So it's Peggy with an I, Ridgeway without an E. And check that out whenever you get a chance. Peggy, talk to us about some questions that we should be asking a potential web designer.
Well, it's really, really important that you find out from your web designer if they are in business as a web designer. I realize that a lot of people will go to well-known web design firms, which kind of takes care of that. But then there are others who will go to a friend's friend or a brother-in-law or someone like that.
A next-door neighbor's teenager.
Yes, exactly. And it may be a brilliant programmer. But what you really need to find out is, do they also know how to do graphic design?
Mm-hmm.
Can they give you a look that doesn't look like it was done by an engineer, a programmer, or a technical person? You want something that's visually appealing. And you also want to find out if they have other people who work with them who can do special scripting and the things that you're asking for on
right.
your website.
Right. You're going to want to say, as I have done, folks, you're going to want to say, I want to do this. I want this thing to do this. And you're going to need somebody who can do that. And I'll tell you what, it's the coolest thing, Peggy, when you can find people who can do that. I mean, I've got some people working with me, some vendors working with me, and I'll say, I would like this stood on its ear, you know, or whatever it might be. And they say, okay, you know, we'll get back with you in a week. And they come back in a week, and they've done it. I mean, it's really cool to meet people like that.
That's wonderful. And I think, Jim, it's important to point out that sometimes it takes a while to do what you want to do with a website.
And more's the pity.
Yes.
My audience knows I'm working on mine, and this new one we're working on that we're going to launch in about a week has been, I was promising them this website in December, but it just got a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be, and it fooled me. It's taken twice as long to create what I wanted to create, but it was because we're trying to do it right, and it's taken longer than we thought.
Yes, and you also need to find out from your web designer or the potential designers that you interview, and I'd say to interview at least 5 people, why did you get into this business? What led you into this business? What is it you like about it?
Hmm.
And what's frustrating about it to you? Because that will give you clues as to how well you can work with that person.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing is, you know, are they organized? It would seem to me, and will they meet a deadline? I mean, they need to be. These are artsy people, and they're creative people, and that means that sometimes they don't look buttoned down like a business person, you know, often does, and maybe their office doesn't look like a regular executive office or whatever. But the thing is it's okay. That's okay. The question is, can they meet a deadline? If they give you a deadline, can they meet it? And you got to find that out from referrals and from happy customers, don't you?
You need to ask them for some references and then interview the references seriously. It's
mm-hmm.
really important. Ask the references, how quickly do they respond to you when you need something?
Right. And what about money? How hard should we? I mean, obviously we have budgets. Obviously we can't go nuts, and the small business owners, we can't spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on a website. But one of the good things about your asking 5 is you kind of get a good idea for what you want to have done is really worth, don't you?
Yes, you do. Yes, if you were to ask each web design to give you a ballpark on designing the site that you want, that's going to be a real good indication of who does what for what.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to know that, because the more professional, larger companies will want to charge you $10,000 or more, and the smaller companies that cater to small businesses, perhaps quite a bit less, let's say hopefully a lot less.
But if it's too much less, it might be too good a deal.
Yes.
You got to be careful with that, don't you?
Yeah, you really do have to be careful. They can promise you the moon. They can want to give you your website at
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Right.
But you still need to have your questions answered.
Right.
How quickly do they respond? Are their references happy with what they did?
Peggy, I'm going to have to wrap it up, but will you come back another day and talk about this some more with us?
Yes, I will. I'd love to.
Peggy Ridgeway, ladies and gentlemen, web savvy for small business, wherever books are.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.